So, welcome to this class. We're going to start standing today. Would you make that the beginning place for this class? Taking some moments, if you're lying down, to bring yourself all the way up and establish a little bit of stability in your pose. So, feet in contact with the ground deliberately. So, feeling the legs' weight falling through your feet when you're in standing. And not doing too much with the arms, but letting the arms be by the sides. Head balanced on shoulders. And feeling any feedback just in standing. Open to posture, pressure, weight, the sounds around, sensations in your body. Have the arms by the sides and turn the hands outward. So just rotate the wrists a little bit so the palms sort of go a little bit more forward. And then from this position of down, float the arms out from the sides and up and around. Just float the arms up, bring the hands together, palms together, and keep the hands together. Bring them down past the face, down past the throat, down past the chest, down past the belly. Separate the hands and they're like wings, arms going out to the sides. And if you can, take a nice breath in, floating the arms up. Bring the hands together, breathe out down the midline of the body. And continuing in your own way. Little movements if the shoulders are niggly, but bigger movements if the arms are fine. But sweeping the arms up if you can. Connecting the hands and bringing the hands down past the face, throat, chest, and belly. And just take your time with that floating. If both arms are great, continue with both arms. If one arm's a bit dicey, just focus on moving comfortably. If the knees are fine as those hands come down, as you're doing this down action, bend the knees a little bit. Bend the knees and lower the buttocks a little bit or a long way. Just sort of coming down a little bit on the down movement and straightening the legs as the arms go up. So including a little bit of a fold through the knees if that feels appropriate for the back, for the knees. When you come onto the when the arms are in that down space the next time, just let the arms relax. Let the arms pause. Soften the arms by the sides. I'm not holding the arms in any way. And we'll bring the hands together for a moment and rub the hands. So just warm the hands up. Rub the hands. Get a bit of friction happening. And then bend the knees again and bring the hands onto the knees. And you can bring the feet and knees nice and close if you want, or keep the feet apart, but hands on those knees and rub around the knees. So rub around the kneecaps, sides of the knees. Just warming up the knees a little bit. Can always straighten and come back up, not bend the knees if the knees are uncomfortable or back's uncomfortable, but just warming up the knees. And then let the hands rest on the knees, so hands just stopping the rubbing action, hands settling on the knees and doing some knee circles if you can. Both knees going around in circles. Little circles, easy circles, or big circles, I don't know what's true for you and your body. Feeling the weight falling through the feet, any tightness in the ankles, any tightness in the back perhaps. Both knees gently, leaving it out if it's, again, if you're getting wrong signals, if you're feeling painful, leaving it out. Change direction. Go back the other way. Focus on your breath if you can. Take some deeper breaths. Circling the knees as best as you can. Again, coming to a gentle stop, Slide and straighten the legs. Bring the hands onto the hips. And we'll do some hip circles. So rolling the hips a little bit out to one side. Gently bringing the pelvis, belly forward in space, and then navigating round onto that other hip. So circling the hips around. Gentle, so again, being careful with your body, particularly if it's a bit tight or stiff, or any injuries, little circles, or if the conditions are fine, if you're feeling quite fit or quite flexible, quite managing, bigger circles. So what are the conditions showing you this action throughout the different body parts, through the neck, waist, belly, legs? Paying attention deliberately to your body through moving it with care. Circling the pelvis, little circles, big circles. If you can, breathe in as you travel over one hip as that weight falls through one foot temporarily. And breathe out as you roll around to the other hip. Rolling the pelvis in circle. The head doesn't have to move too much. Or does it feel good to, as the hips go a little bit backwards in space, to roll the head forward deliberately? And as the hips go back, to roll the head a bit forward, so making the upper body a bit more of a conscious movement, or just letting the upper body just be sort of secondary to the pelvis, not doing too much deliberate action. Winding around, just loosening your body. Change direction, again, roll back consciously, feeling the whole body, keeping the eyes open, so really paying attention to what you're looking at. Or if you're very balanced, close the eyes and circle. Inhaling and breathing out. Gently, instead of circling the body, come into again a bit of a standstill, back into that middle place. Pause in the center and take the feet a bit wider apart. Open the feet a bit wider. Doesn't have to be too wide, so it could be 50 centimeters or a meter apart or closer. So that is somewhere you're comfortable with. And do some lateral bends or side bends. So can you leave that right arm relaxed? Let that right arm be. And take the left arm, float it out to the left and up, up towards the ceiling. Left arm goes to the ceiling and over your head if you can. So sort of draping it a little bit to the right. So the whole left side gets a bit of a lengthen. The right side of the body compresses a little bit. Slowly out, carefully out, which can be quite intense coming out sometimes. Gently floating the arm through the air. And relaxing it down by that left side and really letting that left arm go. Nice breath in, right arm floats up, and breathing out, taking the arm over you. You could inhale back to the center as the arm points straight up, and then breathe out, float the arm gently down. What's important is you're aware of breathing and aware of the body, and changing the arms comfortably. Experiment with the feet coming a little bit closer together, or widening the feet if you want to. Don't really need to turn your head, but just let the head just be a natural movement. Side to side, compressing one side and other side, banana shaping. If you can, firm the legs a little bit. Meaning if you can, get a sense of drawing up the kneecaps or tightening the thighs if possible. Feeling the earth underneath you? Or is it a position you can hold, go to the side and stay there? Actually pausing in that position. Feeling the tightness. Or is it best to flow out of it? You decide whether you want to hold on each side or even come back to the center and rest the arms. But if you can continue, why not keep on going, stretching? Great for opening up the chest and opening up your breathing, stretches the shoulders and gets those little intercostal muscles in between the ribs, giving a stretch. Notice any fatigue in the shoulders, any particular tension zones. And being mindful, so being awake to your experience and stopping when you want to stop or holding and going to more pressure if you feel to. It's all up to you, your body, be in it. Again, coming back if you're okay to come back into a very much a softer center, uprighting the posture, but letting the shoulders and the arms relax by the sides. Head balanced on the shoulders. Coming back in, feeling where the middle happens to be. Not that you're ever stable, but see if you can be as still in the center. And feeling into the qualities of your breathing. Bring the feet back to hip width apart feet. And would you bend that right knee a little bit up above the chest? So just lifting that right knee up. As the right knee lifts up, lift the left arm up a little bit. Lower the left arm and that right foot back down to contact and then swap over. Lifting the left foot and left knee up a little bit. And lifting the right arm, so a diagonal. Not for distance, but you might want to explore just lifting a little way or a long way. Lifting the right foot, right knee up, left arm, lowering and changing over in your own time. Just alternating, having a little bit of play, so eyes really open. Looking a couple of meters in front of you, just checking with that visual field. How's your breathing going? What's the breath saying to you? What's your balance like? Is the balance good? Balance not so good? Is it useful to work with balance, particularly if your balance is not good? Why not try and improve something? Or if your balance is really good, lift one of those foot knees and pause there. And if you can, hold on to that knee with one or both hands. So changing from lifting the arm to actually holding the knee and balancing. Which is far more challenging than going in and out. Continue to lift the foot and knee in the opposite arm, or try holding each knee, balancing on one leg and hold, lifting a knee up and holding the knee with one or both hands. Not forcing, not tugging, not squinting, not straining too much. So really in control, as much as you can be in control. Again, letting the arms and feet come back to conscious, feet just relaxing. Knees a little unlocked, arms just dropping by the sides. Feel any after effect in the back or balance. Let's do some forward bending. So again, if the knees aren't a little unlocked, bend the knees and slide the hands down the legs and go into a bit of a forward bend. Let the shoulders soften, roll the head down, feel the lower back and the buttocks and things getting a bit of a stretch, just going down a little way or a long way, flopping down like a rag doll. If it's safe, let the head go, let the neck lengthen. Pressure in your body, and always pressure in forward bends because it's folding through the pelvis and belly, and the legs get a good stretch. You roll out. Particularly if the back's tight, use the hands to come up and see if you can push into the ground a little bit more consciously as you come up. As you come up, come all the way up to standing and let the arms be by the sides and just rotate the palms a little forward. So arms just hanging by the sides, but turn the palms a little forward and float the chest up a little bit. So open through the chest, palms turn forward, open the fingers,
Lift the face up a little bit, so just a little opening through the throat and through the chest. And then when you've done that, again, soften the head down, gently allow the chin to find its way down towards the chest area, so the face is naturally facing towards the ground. And very softly, as much as you can softly, go into a forward bend, create that conscious rolling down, rolling the spine down. You're feeling different parts of the back and different sensations in the pelvis and legs, moment to moment, rolling into a forward bend. And notice where your limitations are, because we all have limitations, that's for sure. So it's not like we don't have limitations. You're feeling the limitations that you do have. Whether you want to straighten the legs at the bottom of the movement or keep the knees a little unlocked, rolling in and out of it. If you can hang down there the next time you happen to have gone into that down path, pathway down, standing but hanging down, head and shoulders and arms down, and noticing that initial intensity, not trying to force anything to get to a certain feel level, so letting the feelings be known in your back or muscles or weight or tension, and counting your experience consciously. And if you can, take some deeper breaths here. Feeling the belly, feeling that expansion, and really trying to let go as much of that air out of your body, just letting the body deflate, softening. Couple of deep breaths. If you can stay down a bit longer, stay down, or come back up to standing if it's time for you. Being in tune with yourself, with whatever body you've got today, and working with the conditions that are here. From this standing forward bend, take some moments to roll all the way down to lying on the back. So transition down to lying down. Let yourself come all the way back onto the mat. Come into Shavasana if you can, so letting the feet be a little bit apart or wide apart, and the arms resting on the ground, body resting on the ground. Maybe resting is not the word you describe your body, so feel your body. Is your body an achy body? Is your body a soft body, a hard body, a fatigued body, a spacious body? Is it a light body or a heavy body? Feeling the body from the inside out, the space occupied by your body, and the different signals and different places of your body. It can always be in semi-supine or butterfly position, but stopping and listening, tuning in a deliberate way, tuning into your breathing in a deliberate way. Try and let go of what you think should be happening and just open up to the moment, be present to the sensations of body, weight and temperature, pressure, movement or stillness, dryness. And let's start to roll the head now. So just gently beginning to turn the head. Turn it from side to side. Journey it one way until you naturally stop.
And back through the middle place and over to the other side. So lying on the ground but rolling the head. Feeling any bracing for tension, and you're really tuned to anything for the neck and shoulders. Often we're unconsciously bracing for tension, so bring some awareness to are those shoulders a bit tense as you roll the head towards or away from the shoulders? Are you in your body at all? Or are you thinking about other things? And if you can, bring the thinking to your body, connect into the feelings of the body. If you can, turn the head over to one side and leave the head to that side if you can. If it's not too uncomfortable, that is, just turning the head and using the option of staying there and taking some conscious breaths here. Not necessarily deep breaths, but if you can breathe deeper, why not take the opportunity? Breathing should never be strained or forced, so if it feels right to hold the head to the side, gently allowing it to rest there, let it rest or flow the head from side to side. If you pause on one side, journey to the other and establish a meeting, establish the situation. Be open to the environment as you find it, as you, if the option's right, stay there. Bring your, again yourself, your head back into the middle place, back into center. Establish, re-establish center in this moment. A new center in this moment. Coming back. Bring the hands behind the head, please. Interlock, interlace. Take that support of head resting on the hands. And lifting the head up. Of course, that's what we do with the hands behind the head. Lift the head up and... And of course, we bring the head down at some stage because we just couldn't keep it up all the time. So rolling up and down. Peeling if you can. Seeing if you can not only be aware of what's moving and what's pulling and what's coming into contact, but being aware if you're trying to force the body. So if you can be aware of the attitude you bring to how you move and try and create a bit of friendly connection with yourself as you move yourself so that you feel good. Non-striving is a good attitude. Non-striving, being friendly, friendliness to oneself, working. Good to challenge your body, that's for sure. Good to keep things moving, that's for sure. To roll up and roll down. Now, if the legs are long and your back's fine, lift one leg a little bit off the ground as you lift the head up, just feeling the weight of the leg, pulling the tummy in. Lowering the leg as the head comes down. Alternating the legs, pulling the belly in, lifting the head up, elbows up, lifting the other leg. Breathing, lowering, relaxing. You can stop in between each movement. You don't have to go straight to the other side. Alternate in a way that feels right. And if the back's a bit tight, just leaving the legs on the ground and focusing on the upper body. Or if you can, lift and hold. Lift the head up and lift one leg up. And pause up there. If you can get a sense of softening a little bit into the tension by just tuning into the tension, it's enough just to be aware of what's there, to face what's happening.
giving you the choice to come away at any moment or not to hold. Remember to hold each side roughly the same period of time, sort of balancing, trying to attempt to balance the left and right sides of the body. And when you do focus on the left and right sides, you notice the imbalances that we all have in the body. So it's not like everything's in balance. It's a work in progress. Things keep on changing. Feeling your breath and body. Come down if you're still up.
And let's come to semi-supine. So bend the knees and rest the pads of the feet on the mat, or the socks on the mat if you've got socks on. And letting the legs just drop on, so feet onto the ground, and slide the arms out to the sides, arms a little out. And would you again bring a little bit of attention to the sensations of the belly, and breathe in and fill the belly up a little bit, just topping, rounding the belly on the in-breath, and allowing the belly to, and the body to, see what happens as the body breathes out, not pushing the air out, but just feeling the inside sensations. Taking a nice breath in and surrendering to the out breath. Conscious breath in and feeling all the different sensations of breathing out, whether it's subtle or relieving sensations, but inhaling, belly rising, and breathing out, letting go. Letting go of trying to anticipate what's going to happen, or being in your body and just feeling the different nuances or different signals of your body on that letting go out breath.
Arms out wide, out to a cross position. And let's do the windscreen wiper with the knees now. So both knees, tipping them down towards one side, rolling them consciously till they stop. And back to the middle and over to the other side. Rolling the knees in your body, so controlling the action as best as you can control your body. Taking the knees down, feeling how there's more pressure in one leg as you take the knees one way, and when the knees go the other way, it changes, the other leg becomes more of the tighter space. So being aware of the body from the inside out, the ankles and the knees, hips and waist, rib cage, having those arms in a good space for this little twist. Lower back, it's quite a safe movement for the back. That's why we do it so often. It's quite nice to do quite regularly, this little knee side to side. So even if you've got a couple of minutes each day just to get down on the mat and do this, particularly in the morning when the back is a bit tighter, it's good just to do a little bit of this practice. If your back is really fine, slide the feet and knees together, and continue to tip the knees down to each side, but knees staying velcroed together as if the knees were glued together, just tipping down. So you can keep the feet apart, knees apart, but if you want to make it a bit stronger, wriggle those feet and knees in and dipping down, rolling the head perhaps side to side. Fresh breath in and breathing into the belly perhaps as you come back through the center. Effortlessly, if you can, try and find a bit of flow. Let go into moving with a sense of grace or ease if you can. So taking away any rushing, forcing, fighting, and replace with smoothness. Flow. Take your time. No need to rush to the next moment. Breathing into the center, perhaps, and breathing out to the sides. Then bring your body, move the knees back into middle, knees come back into the center, feet flat, back into this semi-supine position. Pausing in the middle and lifting the knees up over you, both knees up above the chest, holding one knee in each hand above you. And in this position, just stopping for a moment, and tuning into your breathing, so feeling your breath, of course. And when you do breathing, if you can, open the knees a bit wider, separate the knees wider, and breathe out, bring the knees closer to each other. Not necessarily touching, but just closer. So inhaling, opening the knees, and breathing out, bringing the knees comfortably back towards each other. So coordinating your breath, hands supporting the knees. So stretching into the thighs and pelvis, into the legs, gently guiding the knees with your breath. Or is it best just to let go of breathing and open the knees easily back and forth? Gently working with your breathing, navigating. When those knees come back together, so when you're in that space or time when the knees come closer, pause in the center and bring both hands underneath the right knee. So shift the hands underneath the right knee. And if you can, slide the left leg long. So the right knee is above you. Both hands are underneath the right knee. You're drawing that right knee in a little bit as the left leg goes long. And you're pulling the knee in a little bit. Just tugging it in a little bit, gently. And then release that right leg. Right leg slides long. And bending the left knee up above you. Left knee comes up, both hands underneath that left knee, or the top of the knee or side of the knee, and pulling the left knee in this time. So using the hands and arms to draw just one knee into the chest, other leg long or in semi-supine if that's best for you, and alternating. Remember, the hands can be the top of the knee, can be a usual position, or you might want to explore underneath the knee, just drawing one knee in. How's your breathing going? Just feeling into the buttock and the thigh, pulling the knee in. As you hold the knee, try stretching the foot a little bit, stretching the ankle. You could stretch both ankles, just switch the feet on a little bit as you hold that knee. Hold the knee and take some deeper breaths whilst in that position of holding. So supporting the knee above you, one knee, other leg can be where it needs to be. And just holding the knee. go of that knee, sliding that leg long, and changing over to holding the other knee consciously for some moments. Drawing the knee up and holding.
So a good back stretch. Just holding the knee underneath or to the side of the knee, but squeezing the knee in. So a bit of energy in those arms and wrists and fingers. Head up if you can lift the head up, of course. Some people love to lift the head up, and if you're one of those people that like to have the head up, go for that. You're probably already there.
And that's where you should be. If it works for you, just include it. Letting the legs go down, letting the legs go long, resting those legs down for a moment. And the legs coming to the long or semi-supine, whatever works for you. And then we're going to do a little bit of leg lifting. So if you can, firstly we'll slide the arms close to the sides of your body, so arms tucked in close, or even slides the hands underneath the buttocks, so you've got a bit of support. Some people like having the hands underneath the buttocks, just a little bit of extra support. If it doesn't feel right, again, you can have the arms out a little bit, or even above you on the ground. Now, if even the back's a little tight, you might want to bring the feet to semi-supine, but if you're happy to have the legs long, great place to begin. And a little bit of core attention is always useful when you're lifting any part of the body. So be mindful, if possible, of pulling the belly in and then choosing one of the legs to lift up. Lift the leg a little way, or if you can, lift it right up. Right up in control with the leg, so in touch. Don't coordinate the breath, but just lifting the leg up, feeling the weight and the effort, and, of course, bringing it back down when you want to, and relaxing that leg down. Feeling it touch, those initial contact and the relief of letting go and changing the legs over. Pulling the belly in, lifting, floating the leg up, centimetre right up. If the neck's fine, again, lifting the head up as an option. Lifting and lowering. Or if you're really strong in leg lifting, you've got good core strength, do both legs. Double leg lifting. One leg is enough. It's always enough. You just choose how far you want to go. You can speed it up if you want to, slow it down. Remember, you can relax. You can stop all movements at any moment. Or you go the other way, go a bit faster, go a little bit harder, go a bit more strenuous if you feel to. What's the frame of mind are you in? You want to be energetic? Do you want to take a bit more recuperative? You know, vary a little bit, go hard, then slow down, or slow down, then go fast? Or is steady, steady, steady the way to play it? So just notice what your energy is like, what's moving in your body, and responding. Paying attention to the different shades that come along, as they naturally do. And whenever you do any weight bearing, lifting. Then would you leave the action, maybe the relief of leaving the action? And again, we'll bend both knees. When you're ready, bend the knees up over you. So again, we'll just hold the knees and let the back rearrange itself as it gets into that space. Let the breath be natural. If you can, feel the maybe the higher tempo breathing if you've been working hard. Just holding the knees apart and a little bit of a sway from side to side, rocking from side to side. Rolling left, rolling right, massaging the back. Tipping from side to side, sideways rolling. Or if your back is really good for it, instead of sideways rocking, pause in the center and roll back on the spine, and like a rocking chair, roll up to sitting and roll up and down the back like a rocking chair. So side to side rocking is far more comfortable, of course, but just as an option today, if that's working for you, roll up to sitting, roll back again. Don't do it if you've got any neck or back problems. It's up and down rocking, but side to side rocking is far more comfortable making. So as an option, side to side rocking, up and down rocking. What rocking can you do today? Opening the knees wide if you're going from side to side. Letting the head and shoulders flow. Be rolling up and down the spine. How's that traveling for you? And would you come back down to letting things stop, please? Coming back to Shavasana or to a stationary position. Letting the limbs of the body be supported by the mat or the ground if they're not on the mat. And taking a little bit of a rest or a pause here. So coming back into a steady space. Maybe it's not so steady, but stopping the body on the outside anyway. And feeling the natural breath when you're ready. Just feeling where you can feel breathing here. Body still, not moving fingers or toes or moving the shoulders or the hips, just stopping and letting everything be for a moment. See what things come up in this moment. I need to even breathe deeply, just kicking back a little bit. Letting the sounds of life be heard in the ears and the sensations of the body be felt in the body, and be aware of where your mind happens to wander off to different parts of life perhaps. And wandering yourself back to your body when you can remember it's a good time just to. No need to process things too much. You can just feel your breath, use your breath as a real home base to come back to, coming home to breathing. Often we don't have a choice of where our attention goes to. Your attention gets hijacked by other things, but remembering you do have a choice to come back to breathing. When you can remember, just the intention now is to feel the breath. Breath body in this room right now. Again, would you leave this lying down space and come around onto the tummy, come onto the belly. Turn yourself around onto the tummy, please. And if you can, slide those arms out to the front of you like a Superman pose, legs long. Just lying on the front. Now the shoulders or the chest might say no to the arms being out in the front. Remember, honour the no. Honour your own space because it is your body. So the arms can tuck underneath the chest or by the side. So if it's easy, arms out to the front. And head straight down, so you're not putting any undue pressure on the neck. So mainly we're doing legs here, but those of you who have the arms out in front of you, if you can lift the right leg up, the whole of the leg, not too high, but lifting it up, the foot, the knee and the thigh, and maybe that left arm, if it's out to the front, lift up. Forget the height, just lift up, lower down with a bit of control, relax, or let down. Maybe not relax, but down. And then swap over, lift the left foot, left knee, left thigh, and right arm if the right arm's out to the front. So this diagonal lifting. So great for strengthening the back, this one. So going to be a weak back. This is a good exercise to do quite regularly. Breathing in these diagonals, lifting up. Try not to tense the foot. The foot doesn't need to be tensed as you lift it up. Inhaling, exhaling down. Inhaling up, exhaling down. So find your rhythm, work into a rhythm. And you can always stop and turn the head to the side and not lift anything. So you could do 5 or 10 or 15 of these. One is both sides, so lifting the right leg and the left arm coming down, and then the other side, and that's counted as one. So it's good to do, say, 5, 10, 15 or 20 of these. Pace yourself, work into it. Great to strengthen the back, this diagonal. Remember the height's not the goal. If you can remember that, and just feel the sensations of lifting, relaxing down, even momentarily changing over. After a couple of weeks, you really do strengthen into these movements. If you repeat this action quite regularly, really great action to repeat for the back, health of the back. When you want to take a break, just rest the limbs down, arms and legs stay on the ground and turn the head to one side. Turn and do what we do best sometimes, and that's not moving things up and down, back and forth. You don't want to switch off when you stop, you switch on. Switch on to paying attention deliberately to what's there in the neck or in the cheek, in the jaw, in the chest, in the thigh, in the foot, in the belly, in your breathing, this moment. Lifting, lowering, stopping when you want to. Now would you pause, if you haven't paused already, and slide those hands closer to the face. Just slide them in. Bend the knees, but, and let the feet float up towards the sky. And so you just, the hands are underneath you somewhere. You're not lifting anything up. You're just resting the arms close to you and the knees are bent and feet are up. And cross the ankles. Cross the ankles one way. Open the ankles out wide. Cross the ankles the other way, this loose flip-flopping of the ankles, crisscrossing, opening and then closing the ankles back and forth. Feeling the pelvis and the hips and thighs and knees, just quite casually, not doing it too intensely, just opening and closing the ankles. And then we'll come back again, lower the feet, let the feet come down. Bring the hands into a push-up position, feet touching the ground, feet tucked under, and hands into a push-up position. And just a couple of times pushing up into cobra, so taking a breath in,
both arms pressing evenly. You could keep the face looking at the mat, but just lift the face up, lift a bit of the chest up, or roll up onto the pelvis if you want to. Just going up and controlling down the weight of the body as you come down, resting the chin down, face down. Just a couple of cobras in your own time. Whether it's a centimeter lift or making it stronger if you want to. Feeling those arms and wrists and forearms and shoulders getting a workout, breathing into cobra. Feeling that compression through the back. Breathing out, coming back down. If it's really easy for you, you could bend the knees and reach behind and catch hold of the ankles, do the bow pose, but it's enough just to do a little bit using the cobra action. Feeling the clothing, feeling the back working for you. Remember, when you want to come down, you just come down. And would you push up through cobra one more time and roll back onto the knees and lower the buttocks down into the child pose, so stretch out the back. You can slide a pillow underneath the knees if the knees are a bit uncomfortable, or keep the hips up higher. But if it's fine for your body, lower the buttocks, knees apart, draping the chest down and chin down and head down, and finding a position for those shoulders and all the different places that call your attention in these sort of compressed actions. So making space for the parts that need space, and if it's possible, letting things down here. And then rocking a little bit from side to side. And then we'll come up onto all fours, a little bit of tabletop position. Roll the hips up and get into a stable position. Knees apart, hip width apart, balancing on those hands, hands shoulder width apart. Letting the head just relax a little bit. And we're going to do a little bit again core work. So we're going to balance on that left knee and lift that right knee and right foot off the ground and straighten the right leg out behind you. And if you can, lift the left arm out to the front of you, so right leg going back and the left arm going forward, just even just for a moment, then coming back to contact. The relief of balancing on four or six points, the hands and knees and feet back down, and then changing to lifting that left knee, left foot out the back, and straightening the leg if you can. If you've got the strength, taking that right arm out to the front, keeping the head neutral. And again, pulling the tummy in if you can, coming back down and changing. So you can breathe out as you go into the lift and inhale as you come back to more balancing points and changing. Zipping the tummy in, breathing out, pulling the belly in, lifting the leg and the opposite arm if the arm's good. And back to the center and changing. Anytime you want to come back to that yoga mudra position to lower buttocks back down, you can lower them down. Feel the shakiness and the challenge of these weight bearing, and it is challenging. Eyes open, shaking, you often feel shaking, a lot of vibration shaking in the muscles.
When you're on all fours the next time, pause. Stop the action of lifting. And if you can, come onto the elbows. So, still balancing on the knees, feet, but on the elbows. And then we'll slide that right elbow, right hand a little bit further forward. Keep it on the ground, but just slide it forward. Gently, if things are safe, letting things drape down to the chin and the chest. So just the right elbow, right hand sliding forward. So it might be a bit more intense through the right side of the chest and right armpit. And letting it hang down and sliding back to both elbows neutral, elbows underneath shoulders. And then, of course, balancing and sliding the left hand, left elbow forward. So you're high in the hips, but letting the upper body go down, sliding one elbow a bit further forward. And be in control of the movement. Be tentative. If things are a little bit tight in different places, very much a slow, easy. The slower, the more safe you'll feel in your body, because you know that you've got time to stop or change things. No need to rush to the next moment, to the next action, to the next thing. If you can, take some time. Take some deeper breaths. Or if things are very, very fine in there, do both elbows and both hands, slide them both forward. Drape forward. The hips stay up high, you're balancing on the knees. And maybe both arms go forward and the belly and the chest hangs down. So a bit more intensity of a stretch through those shoulder blades and chest and armpits. Hanging down. Come back into neutral, slide those elbows back to normal position. Tuck the toes under. And let's come up to, so you're balancing on the hands, going to do a little bit of downward dog to finish off. So if you're happy to, if you know downward dog's not the thing for you, would you do a little bit more, or come into a true little bit of cat and cow, so flexing the spine up and down. But if you can go into a bit of downward dog, ground the hands on the ground, tuck the toes under, lift the hips up, make a bit of a triangle. Now it's easier if the knees are a little bit bent in downward dog, so that might be the best position for you. Knees bent and hips up high, or paddle one heel, so you could straighten one leg and do a little bit of heel up and down. So quite nice to have a little bit of a play through the heels and downward dog. A lot more stronger if you get one heel to go down as the other heel goes up. Feet stay on the ground, so nothing really lifts other than the heels, but you're just stretching the calf muscle temporarily on that one side as you lower the heel. So remember, cat and cow is an option, or doing the downward dog position. If you can, become steady in downward dog if you are, not lifting heels up and down, but just stopping all the movement. Bring a little bit more energy into those arms if you can. And sense if you can just hang out here in the intensity. Working to whatever degree. If you like doing downward dog through to upward dog, you could start doing a little bit of that, lowering the pelvis, moving the chest forward, looking up, and then going back into downward dog. So, or maybe you've already had enough and you can just crouch back down into yoga mudra and let the hips and the back get a nice stretch there, using that as a space, going into stronger actions or reducing the action, coming to standstill. Great to do a bit of weight bearing, a bit of challenging stuff sometimes, unless your body's already challenged and it wouldn't be so useful. No point in forcing things. Sometimes it's useful to work hard, sometimes it's not so useful, so choosing the moments. And regardless of where you're going to, can you leave all the actions and once more bring yourself back to lying back down on the back, changing space again to coming back down. And preparing yourself for the relaxation. So lying on the back, and you might feel to bring those knees up above the chest and draw the knees in and out just to get that lower back into a better shape, or hold the knees and rock from side to side. So often it feels good to do just little actions before the meditation. So if there's a position that you want to try out before you change tracks, and this would be a good time to do those little actions, or to grab that drink of water, or to get the warm things, or take things off if you're too hot,
to find or create a good space to embark on a relaxation is the key often for the relaxation to work quite well, so it soaks into the nervous system.
So when you're ready, prepare yourself for the meditation. And change tracks when you're ready.